Marty Richards is here to talk about all good things on the Pine. How's it going on the river, Marty?
It's hard work. I'll be honest with you. It is hard work. So we got a little bit of work done this week, but we're still looking at that northern section from Rockbridge down to County Road D, State Highway 80 at Steamboat Rock. That's open. That's a nice, enjoyable paddle. And this time of year, you know, with colors starting to kind of give us that little bit of a hint that things are changing, is it's really nice. And the temperatures tend to be very nice. Water level is great in that section. So just to be clear, the open section right now that's really enjoyable from Rockbridge down to County Road D, State Highway 80 at Steamboat Rock Landing. So do not go further south than that. Now, I saw someone, I just happened to be coming back from a meeting, and I was coming from Muscadet Way, and I drove over the Highway 80 bridge coming into town, and I saw one person in a kayak, another person standing in the water pulling two kayaks. And that is about what that experience would be anywhere south of County Road D. It's work. And we're working on it. It's really, you know, we had some early storms there with wind, rained a lot, the banks were soft, then the wind, and there are three or four blockages, especially between Bowen's Mill down to Mill Pond Park. You do not want to go through there. If you do, take a chainsaw with you and give us a little help there. It's just not enjoyable. It's not going to be fun. But that northern section is, and that's real enjoyable. So we'd just encourage people to use that section. If you do have other questions, or if you want to get updates, or if you need a kayak, a flotation device, paddle outfitting, or ferry service, you can always call 13 Pines RC, 608-608-0392, and they can help get you there and guide you as far as where to go, where not to go as well.
Sounds good. Should be some good kayaking, you know, on the Pine coming up here for the fall.
Yeah, and we're really focused on next week. I have that crew fired up, ready to go, and we're going to do our best from Bowen's Mill down to get some work done on that next week. We're getting past this weekend is just nuts with everything that's happening, as everybody will hear here in a second. So we really were struggling with trying to get a crew together and get the time. But next week I can see where there should be a couple days. We can get out there and maybe make some real hay, I guess, or lumber.
If you could befriend some beavers with good teeth.
I've had a couple times where there were trees that were cut about halfway through by beavers.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently we have lazy beavers on the Pine. They never finish the job, so I'm kind of upset about that.
I'll have to get some people to come grind the stumps down again.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's going on this weekend?
So I'll tell you, there's no lack of something to do this weekend in the greater Richland area. Starting tonight, I would say tonight, if you really want to kick off, and I'm all for kicking a weekend off a day early. I'm very much a fan of that. Discover Driftless tonight, Lone Rock, on Highway 14 down Lone Rock. Discover Driftless. They have Pie Chart Pizza there tonight, starting at 3 o'clock. Wandering Brew will also be there. And then Lone Goat Rodeo takes the stage at 5 o'clock. And I've heard him before. Really good. Great music. Local vendors. And really a cool, Driftless, relaxed vibe to get your week started, weekend started. Everybody, I think, knows by this point, this is County Fair weekend. And there's a lot going on at the fair. I know that, so tonight, the Midway kicks in, Mr. Ed's, Magical Midway kicks in. They've already had some animal livestock judging, and then tomorrow, so tonight's free. If you do go out to the fairgrounds, there's no gate charge there. Tomorrow there is, but then they also have the beef show, swine show, and then Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens at 5 o'clock on Friday. But then in the grandstand at 6:30, Southwest Pullers on Friday night. And then Saturday is always a big day. at the Richland County Fair. And my favorite, the Demo Derby, 7 o'clock in the grandstand. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. The Midway starts at noon. There's a bunch of kids and agriculture activities in the morning, as well as they got a life-size balloon creation fellow there that does a nice job. And I always encourage folks, businesses and individuals, that you check out the Meet Animal Sale. That really goes a long ways in supporting the kids and their projects. That's at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then don't forget Sunday, the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. You never know what is going to happen or what's going to be said at the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. And then the Midway kicks in again at noon on Saturday, or Sunday. So that's the county fair. A lot going on there. But then also this weekend, up at Driftless Music Gardens, the Boogie Down, which is really a cool event. A lot of great bands. Trampled by Turtles will be there. That's really not a regional band anymore. They're a national artist that's really good. I really encourage folks, if you get a chance, they have day passes. So, you know, you might hear, hey, it's awesome. We go up, we stay two nights. It's a great time. You don't have to do that. Locals, you could sleep in your own bed. Just drive up. They have day passes. You could enjoy the shows and then be back in the comfort of your own home that night. Also, Friday night, I don't want to forget, Central Boarding House. Marge at the Garden Stage. That's on Seminary Street. They have Moon House performing at 6:30 Friday night. Now, Moonhouse performed at Driftless Music Gardens at the Boogie Down 2 years ago. So it's a pretty big act, really, to be at the Garden Stage for free. You can just go bring your own chair, bring your own beverage if you'd like, relax, and watch that. Also, I'd mention on Saturday, Call Park, the fish boil. That's really become an event. I said something to John Wanneke about it once. I said, how's that going for you? I think last year I asked him, how are things going? He goes, that is an animal unto itself. It's really become an event. I know you don't want to wait until the end to get there because they may run out of fish. It's been very popular. Again, that's Saturday the 12th. 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they also have live music. No Turning Back is playing. That sounds like a lot of my life. There's No Turning Back. And then also, real quick, shout out, Cross Currents Heritage Center still has some availability. They have a workshop there holding fall foraging workshop with Abby Lehman, who is attached to Taliesin. Is coming to the Cross Currents Heritage Center on Saturday, September 12th, to have their event. And we'll have a workshop on foraging, and especially in the fall, just different foods we find around us. So those are kind of the highlights. There's other things happening, Phil, but it's busy. This is a busy weekend and a lot of fun to be had, and the weather looks fantastic.
Absolutely, and if you're headed to the east from here, the Branding Iron has some good food, too.
The Branding Iron amps it up this week because this is a wood-fired oven pizza Saturday. They run that from 4 to 8 o'clock. You know, they'll have different, we've talked a little bit about the different kinds of pizza you can get. There's usually something for everybody. If you're a more adventurous palate, there will be something. If you're like me and you're a traditionalist, and I always argue, I eat pizza like God intended it. We got red sauce and we got meat and cheese.
There you go.
And they'll have that too. So, and then I should real quick give a highlight out. They still have the Big Messy. It's the Big Messy Marty.
Oh, Messy Marty. Oh,
right. Because it is a little messy. The BLT that they offer this time of year, as Lisa said, those will hold out until the tomatoes are gone. And they are really good. Like I said, I've had one. I wore one. Don't go with white shirts. You'll wish you hadn't. And just a little bit of a heads up. On Sunday, September 27th, get this on your calendar. They will have another Original Works open mic day. And that's on Sunday, September 27th, starting at noon. They have a lunch special with a real Greco and Sons Italian sausage. And then the music runs from 1 to 4. And the open mic at the Branding Iron, it isn't you and I up there playing the comb.
Really?
Making noises in our armpits. These are folks that they can play.
They know what's going on.
They actually know the scale, at least. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. No, they're very talented. I've Been up to several of the open mics at the Branding Iron, and it is very enjoyable and just really cool to see all the talent that is in the area.
Sounds good, Marty. Have a good day. And you don't know what direction to go this weekend.
I'm plotting it out so I can make sure I don't miss a meal. And, we'll have it covered.
Sounds good. Marty Richards on today's Pine River Report.